Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. One of my boys who saw the sign that I'm speaking, he asked me, what's a tropical theme? I'm not quite sure what a tropical theme is. It might sound quite interesting. I thought perhaps, maybe if somebody's speaking about benching, perhaps maybe Birkat Amazon, maybe. But at the moment, we'll leave the tropical theme and we'll discuss something. Today, as it were, is maybe Isru Chag. Whether Hanukkah itself is a Chag as such, maybe not. Although the Prime Minister wished us Chag Hanukkah Sameach, so maybe. So it's. However, I mean, Isru Chag is a time to reflect. It's a time to consolidate and carry forward the lessons and hashpos of a Yom Tov. And the truth is, there is in connection to Hanukkah, there is a specific perhaps remez to this idea of Isru Chag. The Imre Emes says in the laning which we laned yesterday, Zois Chanukah Samizbeach. So there's two parallel psukim that says Zois Chanukah Samizbeach v'yoyim himashach oisoi. This is the inauguration of this on the day that it was anointed. And a few psukim later says Zois Chanukah Samizbeach acharei himashach oisoi. This is after it was anointed. And the Imre Emes says that this is the idea, that there's a Zois Chanukah Samizbeach v'yoyim himashach oisoi. That on the day, at the time, we go through the Yom Tov, and we get the hashpot and the limudim of the day. But it's important not to forget about it after the day has gone by. There's an inyan of Zois Chanukah Samizbeach acharei himashach oisoi. Afterwards, we have to carry that on and carry that forward. Another perhaps interesting, where we see a reference to the idea of prolonging perhaps and carrying on forward the limudim of Hanukkah, is that one of the themes of Hanukkah, and is one of the answers given to the famous Beis Yosef's Kasha as to why we celebrate 8 days, not 7 days, is the fact that basically, in a nutshell, that the idea of Hanukkah is to celebrate this Nes, this Lamala Miderech HaTeva, this Nes which took place. But one has to impress upon oneself and understand, like the story with Rav Chanina ben Doisa, where Rav Chanina ben Doisa said to his daughter, Misha Oma, the Shemen Sheyadlik, Yom Elochemet Sheyadlik, that some of the same Rabbeinu Shleinu who says that oil can light, can say the vinegar can light. In other words, to understand that we often get into the feeling that there's a concept of teva, there's nature, that's the natural thing that happens naturally, that's normal. And then there's something, there's nest, which is lamala midarecha teva. And we have to appreciate that everything, even teva, is really, everything comes from Rabbi Hashem, and everything's really nissim. In fact, I heard somebody once came to the Biskarov when some phone lines had been laid from Yerushalayim to Haifa. And he went to the Biskarov, and he said, it's unbelievable, Nesh, it's unbelievable. I can pick up the phone, and I can speak to somebody in Haifa, and he's miles away, he can't see me, and I can hear him. And the Biskarov said, it's amazing. He said, you know something? I can stand here, and you can stand in front of me, and you can speak to me, and I can speak to you, and you can hear me, and I can hear you. That's unbelievable. It's a Nesh. In other words, to appreciate that the day-to-day things are really all missing. There's no real thing as teva as such. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put that in the Bria to hide, to mask his hashtok in the Bria. And that's the idea which they say of the Nes Chanukah. So the first day, that means after going through a Nes of Chanukah, you appreciate that the first day, the natural, the normal oil which I had for one day, that's also Nes and something to celebrate. So what's interesting is that in the bracha of Yotze HaMa'oros, there are eight expressions of which describing the gavnus, the hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, poel gevurah, Yotze Chadoshes, baal nechomes, the rest stop. It's eight expressions, each one which corresponds to a day of Hanukkah. You have Matzmiach Yishroi, the fifth day of Hanukkah, the last day of Zeus Hanukkah, Adon HaNeflois. But the truth is it doesn't stop there, because it carries on. There's one more, which probably relates to today, which is Hamachadish Betzuva Bechol Yom Tov is Ma'aseh Bereishis. In other words, thereafter, the understanding of Chanukah, we have to appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish B'tulei B'chol Yom Tov. Every day, we have to recognize and appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkoch and control of the world. And really, there's no, it's all missing. So, as we say, we want to perhaps take out one message of Chanukah and carry that forward, and perhaps maybe link this and even connect this, take this really forward, take this even to Pesach, as we'll see. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chanukah that afilu ein lo ma yochal, if someone, even if he hasn't got what to eat, elominat stoka, if someone is poor, he's supported by being supported by tzedakah, so shoyel, he should borrow, oy moicher kesusoy, he should sell his clothing, veloikeach shemen, veneiris and madlik, and he has to get the money to buy oil or lights to light the neiris Chanukah. The question is, this is not brought down in the Gemara, where's the source for this Rambam? So the Magid Mishnah says that we learn this halacha from Hilchos Pesach. Where in Hilchos Pesach, the Mishnah says that afilu oni shebi Yisrael, even an oni shebi Yisrael, lo yitchus lo medal kosis, he has to have four kosis. So says the Magid Mishnah, the dalat kosis is a concept of persuma nisa, publicizing the nest of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Neiris Chanukah is also its persuma nisa, and the Magid Mishnah says kol shekein b'neiris Chanukah, all the more so neiris Chanukah, that this halacha should apply, a person should have to go to such lengths, even to have to sell his clothing in order to get the means to buy neiris Chanukah. So the Lecha Mishnah comments on this Magid Mishnah and asks that, okay, I can understand that the Rambam draws a parallel or finds a source in the halacha of Dalat Kosis. But he says, but what's the kol shekein? Why does the Rambam say it's a kol shekein all the more so neiris Chanukah? He should say, hu hadin, perhaps likewise, just like we find by Dalat Kosis, so too we find the same halacha by neiris Chanukah. But the Lecha Mishnah doesn't understand what the kol shekein of the Rambam is, or the way the Magid Mishnah understands what's the kol shekein. So in order to understand this, perhaps let's look first at Dalat Kosis. And we'll see how it ties in with the parashas which we'll be learning. The reason for Dalat Kosis, the reason we all know, is the reason of because it corresponds to the four expressions of Geula, the Dalat, the Shoyen, the Geula, the Hitzesi, the Hitzalti, the Alti, the Lachanti. Now there is another reason given in the Yerushalmi, in Psochim, from the Rishul ben Levi, who says the reason why we have Dalat Kosis and Pesach, because these Dalat Kosis correspond to the four times it says the word Kos in the dream of the Sar HaMashkim. It says four times the word Kos. And the obvious question is, what's the connection? Very nice, it says four Kosis there in the dream of the Sar HaMashkim, so that's why we have four Kosis and Seder Night. What's one got to do with the other? So there's a beautiful explanation given by somebody called Rabbi Leo Kletzkin, who was a Rav in Lublin. In the later years, he lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was Nifter in 1932. And he says as follows, that the Gemara in Brachos, the last page of Brachos, discussing dreams, and I say we'd be learning through Sedras of Dreams, we had the dreams in Parshas Miketz, Vayeshev Miketz. Even in this Parsha of Vayigash, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yaakov Avinu b'maroi salayla. It doesn't quite say chaloim, which the Rambam points out this is different to the chaloim, this is the proper nevuah. But nonetheless, we've been learning about dreams. And the Gemara there discusses and says the concept of kol ha-chaloimos holchin acha hapeh, which means there's a certain concept of a dream which can be interpreted by an interpreter, and the outcome of the dream is determined, can be determined, or is determined by the interpretation of the interpreter. And we learn this out, the Gemara actually learns it out from Yosef. It says, as he interpreted, that's how it was. The Gemara, in fact, tells a shocking story about a person called Bar Hadya, who interpreted dreams, and Abaya and Rava both had, they dreamt the same dream. And they went to him to ask him, to independently interpret the dream, and Abaya paid him money for his services, and Rava didn't. And Bar Hadya interpreted Abaya's dreams in a positive way, and Rava's dreams he interpreted in a negative way, to the extent that Rava suffered tremendously. He lost children, lost his money, children, lost his wife. And eventually Rava discovered, he says he came in once and he saw Vahadi's book of tricks open and he saw his manual and he saw this, it says Kol HaChalayim Esochen HaFeh, and he realized that this Vahadi, it was up to him, he could determine which way the dream went. And he had a Akfoda on the Bahadi, and the Gemara describes the Bahadi suffered an untimely and a gruesome death. So you see that there's a concept of Kol HaChalayim Esochen HaFeh. So if that's the case, Yosef was presented with two dreams, the dream of the Sahar Mashkin, the dream of the Sahar Ofen. And as the Gemara says, it was up to Yosef to interpret it. Obviously it had to have a shaykhus to the dream, it had to make sense. But nonetheless, it seems that dreams can go in one way or the other, and it's up to the interpreter. So why was it that Yosef decided to interpret the dream of the Sahar Mashkin favorably, and that he should get his job back, he should retain it, get his position back, his life should be spared? And why was it that he chose to interpret the dream of the Sahar Ofen unfavorably, and he met his death? What was it? I mean, if it was up to Yosef, what made him do that? So Rabbi Yehuda Pletzkin says as follows. He says that if you look, the Gemara also says and discusses that Ein Maharin LaOdom Elo Mehihure Liboy. The Gemara says that when one dreams, there are various types of dreams, but there are dreams which one dreams at night, which are things which we think about during the day. Yeah, generally, you know, very often you have a dream and you can relate it back to something perhaps you thought about. Obviously, it's in a bit of a bizarre form sometimes, but nonetheless, it relates to something you've been thinking about during the day. So says the Leo Kleskin, if you look at the dreams of the Sahar Mashkim and the Sahar Ofim, you notice there's a stark difference between the two dreams. In the dream of the Sahar Mashkim, we find mention of Paro. Number of times, the kois Paro biyodi, and I'm pouring the wine into Paro's kois. Whereas in the Sahar Ofim's dream, there's no mention of Paro. It's all about him. There was a basket, a roshi on my head, and so on. But all about himself. There's no mention of Paro. Says Rabbi Yehuda Pletzkin, so you see that the difference between the Sahar Mashkim and the Sahar Ofim was as follows. They both were subjects of the king, and they both did something wrong. And obviously they were languishing in prison, they wanted to get out of prison. But you see, the Sahar Mashkim, what was his reason? Why did he want to get out of there? Because he was a loyal subject to the king. And what bothered him was, the best thing, he wanted to be able to get back to his position, because what meant the most to him was that he could be able to serve the king, and get back to his job, and be able to do what he loved doing best. That was to be a loyal servant and a subject to the king, and serve the king, and prepare his wine. And that's why, in his dream, it's all about the kois paroi. That's what features in his dream. It's about Paro. It's about serving Paro, about pouring Paro, filling Paro's cup and giving Paro to drink again. Whereas the Sahar Ofim, the baker, there's no mention of Paro in his dream because he wasn't interested in Paro. He was just interested in him saving his own skin and getting out of prison. It didn't care to him what he would go out of prison for or why he should go out of prison. It was just to save himself. He didn't have any interest in serving Paro and being restored to his position, as long as he was out of prison. And therefore, says Rabbi Leo Kletzkin, when Yosef saw that, so he realized, he says, yes, they've both done something wrong. But the Sahar Ofim, he doesn't seem to be very remorseful about it, or he's not really interested in being able to serve Paro, he doesn't deserve his job back. He's done something wrong, he deserves to be punished, and that's it. Whereas the Sahar HaMashkim, who you see that, yes, he's done something wrong, fine, but you see what he's bothered about is that he's not able to do and to serve the king, and that's his real motive, that's what he wants, that's his truka, his true desire is that to be able to serve the king and get back to my position, if that's his true desire, Yosef understood, yeah, he deserves that his dream should come true, he should be able to get his position back and to be able to serve Paro. That's how he explains the difference between the dream of the Sarah Mashkim and Sarah Oisim, and why Yosef interpreted it in such a way. So he says, therefore, when it comes to Seder night, and we have the Dalet Kosis, so Seder night is all about, number one, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having taken us out of Mitzrayim. But it's all about davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take us out of the Golos and bring the Geula. But we want to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to say, and we have the Dalet Kosis to symbolize that Ribbono Shel Olam, the reason why we want to come out of Golos, the reason why we're davening to you is not because we just want to get out of our troubles and our difficulties. But our true desire is because Ritzoneinu Lasis Ritzoneicho. We want to be able to serve you properly. V'sham Navotcho B'yiro, properly. We'll be able to serve our Kodesh Baruch Hu in the best possible way. That's what we truly want. It's not about us getting out of our troubles, but it's to get closer to you, Rabbi Hashem, because the best thing, the most important thing to ask me is to be able to serve you in the best possible way. And as it is, we can't. And therefore, that's what we're demonstrating by when we take the Dalet Kosis, which is symbolized, or which reminds us of the Dalet Kosis, of the Kosis in the Sar HaMashkim, that just like Ribbono Shel Olam, just like the Sar HaMashkim, who his dream was, what he truly wanted was to be able to serve Pari properly, and therefore, he was zeicher that his dream was fulfilled, and he was restored to his position, he was able to get back to serve Pari. So too, Ribbono Shel Olam, we say to Ribbono Shel Olam, that's our dream, that's what we want. We want to be able to serve you properly, and that's the real reason why we want to get out of this Golos. And therefore, we sound complete. If that's the case, then make our dreams come true. That's what Avigdor Kletzky says, explaining the Dalet Kosis. And perhaps we could use that to now bring it back to Chanukah. The Ness of Chanukah was, as we know, that the Klal Yisrael, the Chashmonaim, they came, the Yevonim, it says they were tamei all the Shemonim, they defiled all the oil in the Heichal. And then the Chashmonaim came in to the Beis HaMikdash, and they couldn't find any oil. They found one jug of oil, one jug of Shem Zayzach. And they took that, and that was a nest that had lit for another 7 or 8 days. And the question which the Mefarshim ask is, that why was it necessary for such a nes? Surely we've got a principle of Tumah, Hutra B'Tzibur, a famous question, that there's a cloud. If the Tzibur, Rav Tzibur or Tomei, then there's a rule that we can override the halachas of Tumah, and there's no need to find a Torah oil or whatever it is. One's allowed to be Makriv Korbanos in a state of Tumah. So why was it necessary for this whole nes? We should need to find Torah Shemen, Torah, and the nest, it should last for 8 days. So the answer is that it's true. You're right, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur and Itaka wasn't necessary. But nonetheless, Klal Yisrael, when they came and they came to the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't satisfied with Tomei oil. They wanted to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in the best possible way. They said, Ribbono Shel Olam, we know we can do it in this way, but we're not simply just want to remove the goyim away from here. We want to come back to the Beis HaMikdash and serve you in the best possible manner. It says, the Gemara says, Uvodku. Yeah, they searched. The Lashon in Megillas Antiochus says, Vayevakshu Shemen Zayezoch, as it says in the Lashon in Megillas Antiochus. That means there was plenty of oil around. It didn't say that the Yevonim destroyed the oil, threw it away. The oil was there. They were metama the oil. And there was plenty of tomei oil to be found. But that wasn't good enough for Klal Yisrael. It says, Vayevakshu, they looked to see if we can find Shem Zayezoch. Why? Because we want to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in the best possible way. Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what our trukah, that's what we want. And what do we see? The Ribbono Shel Olam says, if that's what you want, if that's your true desire, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, fine, I'll fulfill your she'ifas, I'll fulfill your dreams, and I'll enable you to find Torah. And that's what the Nes of Chanukah is all about. And therefore, so that's pshat when the Rambam says that we have the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah is that the person is mechuyev to the extent to sell his clothing, to be able to find means to buy Neres Chanukah. And the Magen Mishnah says, where did the Rambam get this from? He learns it from Dalut Kosis. And he says, it's even a Kol Shekein. So, as we're saying, this is the connection between the Dalut Kosis and the Neiros Chanukah. Because by Dalut Kosis, as we've explained, we see, what's the idea of the Dalut Kosis? Where we turn to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and we say, like we see, that there was somebody, there was this Sahar Mashkim, who he had a dream, and his she'ifa was to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to serve his king in the best possible way. And because that's what he wanted, his dream was interpreted for the good. Therefore, we have Dalut Kosis, we turn to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's what we want from you. Our dream is to serve you in the best possible manner, and therefore please make our dreams come true. Please fulfill our dreams. By Neiros Chanukah, yeah, we see we're celebrating something where this actually took place. This actually took place where we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu made our dreams come true, because we had a true desire to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the best possible way. We could have settled with Tomei oil, but nonetheless, by Vakshu, we searched, we looked for Torah oil, because we know it's not good enough just to get out of our Tzoros. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the reason why we want to get out of our Tzoros is because we need to serve you. We want to serve in the situation which we are in now. We can't serve you in the best possible manner, and we want to serve you in the best possible way. And that's what we wanted, and Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you granted it to us. So Chanukah demonstrates all the more so where you see Rebbeinu Shel Olam actually carried that out to us, this that made our dreams come true. And therefore, that's perhaps the Kol Shekein, but that's all the more so why Neiros Chanukah, which we're celebrating this, there was also this, how important it is, and therefore we should even somebody, Anoni, the Rambam says, should be Moshe Kesusai, to be able to facilitate or be able to get funds to be able to light Neiros Chanukah. So a few more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe. Why is it a Kol Shekein? I'm saying Kol Shekein because so if I Pesach, by Pesach where we're just sort of davening for demonstrating Rebbeinu Shel Olam that we are, that's what our shivas, that's what we want to do. And we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we want to please make that happen, Chanukah, it actually did happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did make that happen for us. And therefore, that's why it's even more so we should... so maybe, while we're, I suppose, just to finish off perhaps on the subject of Chanukah, and we touched on a point. So there is an interesting discussion or ha'ara. We have a concept of the Rov Om Hadras Melech, yeah, which means that where to do a mitzvah collectively in a group is better than a few individuals doing the mitzvah independently, which is why the minig is perhaps in the Chassidish Revelt not, but the minig is that, so let's say, one person makes Kiddush for everyone on Friday night. In fact, I heard a story, I think Ramez Zelotowicz, Svend Levracha, said he was a bocher, and he was eating Friday night with Ramosha Feinstein. And he said to Ramosha, he said afterwards, maybe it was a bit of a chutzpah for me to say this, he was a bocher, he said, Ramosha, does Ramosha mind, I come from Chassidish of stock, or Chassidish of bag, and my minig is that I make my own Kiddush. Does Ramosha mind if I make my own Kiddush? So Ramosha says, sure, make your own Kiddush and be moitzi me. So, Al Kaparim, there's a concept of Rov Om Hadras Melech. So what's very interesting, if that's the case, when there's a focus, so much focus on Chanukah of Mahadrin, and doing that mitzvah in a better way, better manner, so what is the Ikka Mitzvah of Chanukah? The Ikka Mitzvah of Chanukah is Ner Ishul Beisrei, that one person lights for the whole household. What's the Mahadrin? Ner L'chol Echo Ve'echod, that each person lights his own Ner. So it seems very strange. It's exactly the other way around. Here the hiddur is not to rely on the one person, Barov Om Hadras Melech, and here the hiddur is everyone lights his own ner. So the answer to that is based on what we said before. That, as we said, the question is that Tumah Hutra V'Tzivul. There's a concept of Tumah Hutra V'Tzivul, and therefore it would have been perfectly in order for Klal Yisrael to take Tomei oil and use that for the menorah. Why was it necessary for a nes to find Torah? So as we said before, it's the because of the desire of Klal Yisrael to serve in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the best possible manner. And others say as well, it shows the chavivus HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated to us, knowing that we want to allow us to be able to be in kind of the mitzvah in the best possible manner. Yes, we could have done it in a mediocre way, which would have been fine, but nonetheless, we wanted to do it the best possible manner. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show his chavivus to us and says, yes, I'll give you the opportunity to do it in the best possible manner. So if that's the case, that means that really Klal Yisrael could have relied on the Tzibur, could have relied on the Tzibur of Tumah Hutcheh B'Tzibur. But the ness was, they didn't need to rely on Tumah Hutcheh B'Tzibur, and they were able to light the oil, to find Torah oil. They didn't need to rely on Tumah Hutcheh B'Tzibur. If that's the case, then we could say the Mahadrin of Chanukah is Dafka the other way around. In this instance, the Mahadrin is not to rely on a Barovam, not to rely on a Tzibur, where you have a Rov Mahadris Melech. Rather, the ness is Dafka that everybody lights himself, to demonstrate that was the whole inyan of the ness, where we could have relied on the Tzibur. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and they gave us Torah, we didn't need to rely on Tumah Hutcheh B'Tzibur, so the Mahadrin is Dafka the other way around in this case. Not to have to rely, or not to rely on Rov Mahadris Melech, Dafka that everyone should light himself. But Al Talbonim, as we say, as we started off, we want that, as I say, this Chanukah should be a Yom Himashach Oisei, should be Achrei Himashach Oisei, we should be able to carry forward the Ha'oros and the Hashpors. And remember, as we go forward, Taka in this is Finstra Vitra Golos, Golos is the time of Choshech is the time of darkness, and Laila, Laila is the time of dreams, and we have to dream. And we have to have the right chalomah. So we have to dream and be mahara that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Ritzoneinu l'asis Ritzonecho, Rabbeinu Shem, please take us out with the scholars. But why? Because we want to be able to serve you in the best possible way. And we know that the only way to serve you properly is if the Gula will come. And therefore we daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be moitzias, mitzor levocha, mishibin gula, mafegel, l'or gadol, mheir v'meinu, amen.
Go ahead.